Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Glad to be with you and always glad to take your calls. We'll get to those at 866-HEY-LARS soon. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@larslarson.com. I think we're only beginning to see the kind of damage that is being done throughout the United States and here in the Pacific Northwest by some of these crazy mandates, including vaccine mandates. And I thought I'd talk to a young lady who I think is very much being victimized by this. But the victim is not just her. It's all of the people who she would end up serving as a nurse had she finished in nursing school, and the people who will not be served because we're going to see a brain drain and a skill and talent drain if we don't stop this kind of stuff. Her name is Madison Wright, and she joins me now. And if I have a dog in the fight at all, it's that my mom was a nurse, so I have a soft spot for nurses. Madison, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lars, for having me.
So you're studying to be a nurse. You're almost there.
Yes, sir. I'm actually only 6 months away from graduating with a degree in nursing. I currently, well, as of yesterday, went to Clackamas Community College. And I received a sad email yesterday that because of this mandate, I will no longer be able to continue in the program unless I'm fully vaccinated because the program is unable to find me a clinical placement. So
have you wanted to be a nurse for a long time?
Yes, sir, I have. I've literally worked for about 5 years now to get where I am.
And you're not going to be able to finish at the school you've been attending, even though you're only 6 months away, because they said you either get vaccinated or we can't have you here as a student?
Yes, sir. And the sad thing is, prior to this mandate, I worked as a nursing student the entire first year of my program in direct contact with the public giving COVID vaccines. But because of this mandate, just out of the blue, I received an email saying, hey, you are no longer allowed to go into the clinical setting because of this mandate. So the OHA and the governor have robbed me of the opportunity to finish my education in the state of Oregon.
Madison, tell me this. Some of the people listening are going to be saying, well, why doesn't this young lady just go out and get the vaccine? Would you mind speaking to that? If you care to, and if you don't want to, tell me.
Yeah, so I have many reasons for not wanting to get vaccinated. I was actually having a conversation with my dad last night, and he said, Madison, if you do not protect and stand up and fight for your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the choice to choose what goes in your body, it will be taken from you. And he's very right. And the thing that frustrates me a lot, quite frankly, is that the same people will tout the idea that it is your body, your choice when it comes to abortion. But it is not your body, your choice, according to our governor, when it comes to what can be injected into your body. I am frustrated at the statistics I'm frustrated that, honestly, they don't give us an option to pull a titer, which is to prove that I'm immune to COVID by testing the antibodies that are in my blood through natural immunity. I asked my school yesterday why they would not accept a titer, and they said they don't have an answer for me, that currently clinical sites are not allowed to pull titers because there is a vaccine mandate. And so I also said, I asked my school, why are you so heavily pushing vaccination when it is shown that you can still get and spread COVID and its multiple variants when after you're vaccinated? And they had no answer for me.
You know, this is the part that doesn't make sense, because, Madison, all those of us who don't have the technical training that you do, even as a nursing student, we've been looking at this. We hear all these politicians like Kate Brown, like Jay Inslee, say, we're going to follow the science. And then you say, well, this doesn't make sense. If you won't take note of natural immunity, how are you following the science? And I wish, I mean, yesterday, Jay Inslee, I know he's in Washington State, you're in Oregon, but as far as I'm concerned, Jay Inslee and Kate Brown are pretty much interchangeable. They're Tweedledee and Tweedledummer. And Inslee came out and did this long rant about, I'm sorry, but I have to say it. He did this long rant about the Supreme Court this week, which heard the Mississippi case involving the 15-week limit on abortion. And he went into this long rant about, we will fight for your rights to make your own decisions about your body. And my friend Phil Vandervoort, who's John Carlson's producer, said, Lars, do you realize Jay Inslee just went on this long rant about the right of a person to decide what happens to their own body when it comes to killing babies, but he doesn't realize that by doing that, he's also supporting the right of a person to decide whether or not to take a vaccine, except Jay Inslee's too dumb to recognize he's talking about two sides of the same coin in a lot of ways.
Yes, sir. I completely agree. It's incredibly sad and incredibly hypocritical, but we're seeing that a lot these days in politics. And the sad thing is, ultimately, we are going to see patients lose their lives because healthcare workers are leaving the profession, not only because of these mandates, but because they're incredibly burnt out. I personally know many nurses, and the patient-to-nurse ratio is horrible. We're seeing 8-9 patients that these nurses have to take on, and that is horrifying because these nurses are burnt out. There's an increasing amount of incivility in nursing. I know many nursing students who had non-nursing jobs, so they were phlebotomists or nursing assistants within the hospital while they're getting their degree, and they literally left. And they said, I would rather have to take out extra loans than to work in healthcare right now. It is incredibly sad. I wrote a paper my first year of nursing school about the direct link between nursing burnout and incivility within healthcare and how patients will lose their lives.
Yeah, because they've really
protect our frontline workers.
You know, they've set people up at odds with one another. You've got Karens running around screaming about masks. You've got other people screaming about vaccine mandates. You've got people who believe in one side or the other side. And then they put them all into what already has to be. I mean, nobody likes to be in the hospital. Nobody likes to have to go to the doctor, you know, but you say, well, we understand we have to do it. And then you shove all these people together and say, we're going to put pressure on the staff. We're going to put pressure on the patients. The patients are going to get a no or an answer they don't understand or doesn't make sense. And the staff is going to get the same, and then you're going to say we're going to dump them all in the same box and see what happens, which I think is just it's the definition of chaos.
Yes, sir, it is. That's healthcare in Oregon right now is true chaos. My school had the opportunity to send students last spring into the clinical setting, and my cohort had not had any in-person clinicals as far as in a healthcare setting other than giving COVID vaccines because of the pandemic. They ruled it unsafe to have students in the healthcare setting. But finally last spring they opened it up and our faculty said no because it is going to be unsafe for our students to be practicing with these nurses. They are so burnt out. They are so burnt out. They cannot take on students as well as all these patients. It's a liability. It's honestly a liability.
No doubt. Are you going to have to leave the whole region?
Yes, sir. I'm currently looking into schools in other states that support freedom of choice as to what goes in your body.
Wow. Well, I wish you well. I hope you finish up. We know that we were short of nurses when we hit the pandemic. We got shorter still now. And then the mandates came along and we're going to be shorter still. There have been hospitals that have closed. There have been emergency rooms that have closed, maternity wards that have closed. I wish you well in the profession. I hope you have a long, healthy profession. Madison, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Lars.
You bet. That's Madison Wright, 6 months away from graduating as a nurse. And you're going to see this kind of brain drain and skill drain as people with the kind of talents and the willingness to go into a tough profession are going to be told, no, 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 you're going to do it our way or the highway. And she's decided she has to take the highway. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.